Music from the Spunk Brothers on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Before that, we heard new tunes from Calexico, Father John Misty. We had the new Band of Horses in there, Corin Tucker Band as well. We'll get that playlist up at WYSO.org here in just a little while. But first, we are very excited to welcome our guests into the studio. They have been a part of the Dayton music scene for quite a while. We're having a bit of a reunion on the air tonight. We've got a great old photo on Facebook of them playing under a WYSO banner in the 80s. We'll tell you all about that. Glad Girl Shelly's going to chat with them. But first, we are going to hear some live music from Terminal Cafe.
Thank you.
Cafe live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We are going to hear some more live music from them here in just a moment. Stay tuned and we'll be talking with the band that's coming up next on Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
Die, host of the World Cafe, looking back on 30 years of Rev Cool and Around the Fringe. When Rev started at WYSO back in, 1982, Bob Dylan was making gospel music and the kids were still drinking 3-2 beer. You can still tune in to WYSO every Friday night to hear Rev Cool playing the best in local and world music. Here's wishing you many more Friday nights with Rev Cool.
Join me on the dance floor, 8 till midnight on 91.3.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromhold, and we have more live music for you. We are going to be taking a listen to Terminal Cafe. We'll be chatting with them here in just a moment. But first, music.
Yeah. I can look like a spy, like everyone else, yes, like everyone else. Please, please, we must have all my two-piece tweed.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, my long lost friends, Terminal Cafe.
I got a lady, I got a friend, someone to take out on the weekend. We don't go steady, we don't go straight, but we go out on a special day. Whoa, 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 whoa. She is my special friend. My living, my life this way. Cause love is free, it happens every day. Whoa. I get this feeling when she is around. My head so high, my feet that touch the ground. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She is my special friend, don't you know? Whoa, whoa, I love her all the time. Yeah.
day. The silent games that we all play every night.
Terminal Cafe, live on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. Broadcasting in HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. We're getting ready to hear some more live music coming up, and then Miss Glad Girl Shelley is going to be talking with the band. Got a lot of cool things to tell you about, and stick around a little later on. We've got more new music on the way. We've got some new music from Emma Woodruff. We'll hear the latest from King Elk and Frontier Folk Nebraska, Me and Mountains as well. Kind of cool connection between Me and Mountains and these guys. We'll tell you about that here in a second as well. 61 degrees here in Yellow Springs, mostly clear skies in this evening's forecast with a low of 46 degrees. Looks like we are ready for some more live music, so I'm going to hand things back over to the performance studio with Terminal Cafe.
Radio waves are sending up a message. They're next to you and me.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We've been hearing some great live music from Terminal Cafe. They are with us in the WISO studios. They've been performing some awesome tunes, and we are going to be chatting with them. Actually, I'm going to hand things over to Miss Glad Girl Shelley, usually kind of quiet in the background, although you've been on the mic more than more recently, I would say. So I'm going to hand things over to Shelley, and she is going to be chatting with Terminal Cafe because she's got quite the connection with their music as well. So, Shelley, it's all you.
Thank you. My connection is that I'm old, and I remember these gentlemen from 30 years ago. Let's start from the beginning here. Terminal Cafe, resurrected. You're in the time warp tub. What is it? Hot tub tonight.
Back from the dead.
Oh, no. I hardly say that. Steve Henderson on keyboards. And we had Carl Carwheels on the bass, slap of the bass.
That's a mean.
He's wearing a Ramones t-shirt.
Sorry.
Some things are timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. John Norman, the Don Rickles of Dayton Rock.
Uh-oh. He's still wearing his Canucks t-shirt.
You still hold that title. Also, proud father of Marshall Norman, as we all know and love, our brother in the current band, Me and Mountains, Dayton scene. And then J.J. Yates stepping in and taking over the drums. We know you from Chili's, right, J.J.? You're around.
Yeah, I've been around.
You're around.
For a long time. It's probably the whiz bang.
That's right. Well, I'm thinking back to the 80s when Ed Fisher, the human drum machine, was back there. Does anybody know what's happened to Ed?
Yeah,
maybe he's
an engineer,
listening.
He works for General Electric, and we don't know where he went.
Wow.
Can't find him.
He's
motors.
Actually making money. You know.
Probably working in China somewhere. You get it? All right, so Terminal Cafe. I can't believe I am in the same room with you 30 years later. And quite a flashback it is. On our Kaleidoscope page, we have a picture of you playing at, DG's?
DG's.
Here in Yellow Springs?
I remember.
Yeah,
DG's.
1984, 85.
Yeah, and you're under a YSO banner, and that's pretty cool to see.
Little shout out there, right?
Yeah. So I don't remember much about DG's. Do you?
DG's was the place.
For the folks that are listening now that weren't around then.
DG's really happening.
It was owned by the state representative to the state of Ohio from Yellow Springs.
Man. Wow.
And he really liked us, too, because he put nitrous tanks in our dressing room.
And that's why you look so young today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just kept thinking it was someone's house. I wasn't quite sure every time
it
I went there.
It was an old house.
They really had really good entertainment there back in the day. It was one of the places there in the Silver Scissors was a lady named Patty that had a hair salon right on the 68. And upstairs, I used to put some jazz groups up there. And so she was coming to Silver Scissors. We play there live. And, of course, it's called the Gulch now, but it was something else back in the day.
Okay. Well, we're talking about back in the days when Canal Street was the new venue.
That was it.
There was no 675.
Nick Montgomery.
No iPods.
No cell phones.
No cell phones.
Ronald Reagan was president.
Wow.
And Sam's was on.
Yeah, let's talk about Sam's and Walnut Hills downtown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's where I used to sneak in to see you all.
And Sam's on Fifth Street.
1001 Brown Street.
Okay.
And John and I first played at the Walnut Hills. We warmed up for the dates back in 1981.
Yeah, back in where our band, The Boosters.
Right.
I was born in 81.
Wow. Here's a fun fact. The first night that Steve and I ever played instruments together was the night that John Lennon passed away.
Wow.
We had just played it over at a friend of his house, and I left and got in my car, and that's the first thing I heard when I started my car. So I stopped my car and I went back in.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's quite a landmark there to think
about.
We've
been playing together on and off ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have had in my possession for these 30-some years a cassette tape that I still continue to listen to because I still loved it and missed you guys. But the tape was from your first show. Is that right, Steve?
That's correct.
Yeah.
We warmed up for the Dates. They gave us our first break.
So let's talk about Sherry and the Dates.
Well, she was a blast.
Incredible entertainer.
Yes. Sherry Pickens.
Sherry Pickens. And we actually recruited her to be our singer when Terminal Cafe first started. And mm-hmm. she sang with us for a very short period of time. And we have some cherished recordings of her that we really like. And someday we'll bring them out.
That would be terrific. So there was sort of a collective thing that happened back then, like we're seeing nowadays. Here in town, we've seen bands like Buffalo Killers, Motel Beds, and Esther Caulfield, which is now Goodbye. A lot of these bands, they kind of circulate and trade members. And so that was kind of what was happening back then with, seemed like, the Boosters and the Dates and Terminal Cafe. You were the go-to guys then.
That's right.
Yeah.
We cleaned up after the Dates left and the Lovers left the scene.
Yeah.
And there was a new era of bands like the Terminal Cafe, and we played with a band called the Erector Set.
Yes. And Dale Walton was out
there. Dale Walton,
then.
We played with Dale Walton.
Yeah, I used to play with Dale Walton. I went on his tour when he went to California in 82 because his original members couldn't travel because of their jobs. So
right.
He hired me and then Kelly Ginner from the Lovers.
Lovers.
Yeah, Kelly was with the New Romance.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Leah. Hey, Leah. Leah, I'm sure she's listening. Yeah.
And our first drummer was somebody who's not with us tonight, Chris Brzezinski.
Yeah.
I'm giving a shout out to Chris. He's listening to us from his home in Vermont.
He's baking bread
in
Vermont.
And he is quite a musician.
Yes.
I'll let you know.
He's probably shoveling snow right now, too,
yeah,
on a mountain.
Right, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Well, they will be able to hear this recording later and dial in as anyone here tonight. You want to listen to this interview again, you'll be able to find it on the Kaleidoscope page, too.
I need to give a quick shout out. I need to give a shout out to my friends in Tip City, the Kitty Barn Gang.
Okay.
Rube. Dave, and those guys who know who they are, and Bill Wendell. Hi, guys. And Charles.
Well, Charles, too.
Yeah.
Let's not forget Charles. Well, give me a little quick history of the band, how you all met.
That's Stevie's department.
Okay.
He's a historian.
Boy. Let's turn on the Wayback Machine.
Oh, boy.
We, John and I used to do open mic for Mick Montgomery when he was the manager of Sam's Club. And we had a little stint as Death Band 2000 back then, and that was a lot of fun. We played songs like I Want to Be a Frisbee, 5,000 Ways to Flip Out, and some other fun songs. And we decided we had to, why don't we find a drummer and a bass player, and we can do this for real. And we found Mike Hossfeld, and we found Ed Fisher, and became the Boosters for a couple of years, and had some personnel changes, and became Terminal Cafe after that.
I heard the only way that you could get Ed Fisher to show up for practice was to make a homemade chip dip. Is that true?
It's true, and he had a beer keg in his basement. That
okay.
Helped.
Yeah. So, about how old were you guys at this point? Were you in high school or just out? Or
oh God,
no, I was the old guy. I was pushing 30.
I was pushing 30.
Yeah, we were the old guys.
Wow.
Yeah, they're like 28 years or so.
Yeah.
me and Steve would write songs in his parents' basement when out on their big house on a Frederick Pipe and drink copious amounts of Heinemann Old Style and jam and write crazy lyrics and laugh our butts off. And,
yeah, those were the days.
Well, you're hearing John Norman speak right now. John, when I was on the phone with Mick Montgomery this week talking to him about booking for you guys, he says, oh yeah, oh that, there's that guy did comedy or something. What was his name? John. Yeah, he was the clown.
Uh-oh.
I said, I think he still is.
No, I got it. Marshall beat that out of me, raising him.
He took it right out of you.
Yeah, I'm running on borrowed time now.
Oh,
I passed the baton to him.
Now, do you and Marshall ever have occasion to play together?
Only when he comes over to my house and I have a new guitar he wants to play. Otherwise, he's got, he lives up in New Carlisle. I live down in Kettering, and we get together on holidays and stuff like that. But he pretty much keeps busy with me and Mountains, and we're trying to get a gig with them, and that's like pulling teeth.
Yeah. Well, they're the popular kids right now, right?
Yeah.
Well, I just remember Marshall as John's baby,
mm-hmm.
and had no idea till a few months ago that That was John's baby, Marshall.
Yeah, he's not a baby anymore.
No, he's not, and he's quite talented. He got the good genes from his dad, Carl.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a son in a band as well.
Yeah, Andrew is in Plastic Inevitables. They played Midpoint Music Festival a year or so ago. They play the Clifton Heights Music Festival. They have CDs that you can get on where you can buy downloads on iTunes or Amazon or CD Baby. But they've been getting a lot of good press lately. They just got a big one from a website talking about their short song of the month, where every month they release a song around a minute or so long on YouTube. And then at the end of the year, they're going to compile them on a cassette and release them on cassette. So they have all these mini short songs, just little minute and a half, under 2 minute songs. And the website said, steal this idea, guys. You know?
Well, how ironic is that, that I have this cassette sitting here right next to me that I've been hanging on to for 30 years, and now kids are
doing 19-year-old kids are wanting to put out cassettes.
How hipster of them.
I think
how
a lot
ironic.
Of them, they have old cars that still have cassette decks in them. Yeah, they're driving around mom's old beater.
Wow. And Steve, you have a son with you tonight here in the studio.
Yes, I have Alex here in the studio. He's a up-and-coming trumpet player.
Awesome.
He plays in the Tip City Marching Band. I'm very proud of him.
Woohoo!
Yay!
And I think we might see a little more of Alex around here. Hopefully, he's pretty smitten with WYSO, so we're gonna see what we can do about bringing the youngins in here.
All right,
let's talk about all that stuff.
Cool.
Hey, before you know it,
he'll probably be behind this mic one day talking to us.
Well, you need somebody to run out and get coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Run downtown and get some Young's ice cream for us.
That's right.
Well, what have you guys done in this separation period? You weren't even, like, connected for the last, two decades or so?
We had to grow up and get real jobs.
Raise kids.
Get married.
Yeah.
Move around the country. All that stuff that happens with life.
How did you find one another again?
Well, I was Google searching, looking for old friends, and I found one, and he didn't look too good. Looked like it was a mugshot that I found, actually.
Ooh.
So that's never good news. And then,
and that was John Norman, ladies.
No,
it wasn't.
John's clean as a whistle. But I found John through his son Marshall, through Me and Mountains, and I contacted him. I found out his son and my son were both playing at the Midpoint Music Festival a year or so ago.
Wow!
So I said, "Hey, whoa, that's kind of full circle there."
Wow!
And then I was searching some more, and I could never find Steve. Anywhere. I was looking on Facebook and everywhere, and then I found him on LinkedIn, and I saw a picture of his smiling, happy, healthy-looking face, and I was very, very pleased.
Was he wearing a suit and a tie?
He was wearing a suit and
tie. My suit and my tie.
See, prophetic. You fulfilled your own prophecy.
You should see Steve in a pink shirt and a power tie. Mm-hmm. It's something to behold.
It's impressive.
And speaking of suit and tie, we have to give a shout-out to Mike Hossfeld, who wrote most of those lyrics, and that was his idea for that song, by the way. And he was the original Boosters bass player.
A lot of you know Mike. Probably worked with Mike, mm-hmm. some of you musicians out there, through Sound Force.
Mm-hmm. But I wanted to let you know, after we got to know Mick Montgomery, we actually played in the very first battle of the bands at Canal Street, and we rocked our way to the finals, only to be beaten by a high school band. Broken Arrow. They brought every single person they knew to pack that place that night.
They played cover songs, old Doors songs and things. And we were all original.
But they were good, though.
They were good at what they did, yes. But we won. We were the highest placing all-original band.
That's right.
That's to our credit.
And our claim to fame was going to be, we were supposed to open up for the Flock of Seagulls at the Agora in Columbus, and they canceled.
Oh.
That was going to be our 1980s moment. Mm. It never happened.
Guy probably had a bad hair day.
That's right.
He couldn't handle the pressure.
That's right.
They had to cancel because his hair wouldn't lay right.
Yeah.
So well, now we're trying to find a venue to hold a reunion show with a triple threat with Me and Mountains, Plastic Inevitables, and then Terminal Cafe. But we need to find a nice homey spot. We'd love to do it at Canal Street. There's other venues we're looking at, but it's hard to get all of our schedules all open on the same time so we can all be there.
Well, Canal Street has served as home base for so many years, and it would be an incredible sight to have you on that stage with your sons. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like I always said, Canal Street was like your grandparents' house or your parents' house, and you just can't imagine what your family will be like if that void should happen, if there's a some reason it doesn't exist anymore. So we have to just be thankful for every minute we have with it and celebrate it. And that's what we're going to do. I'm sure we'll see that show come very soon. We're working on booking that for you guys.
Awesome.
So what would you say to the Terminal Cafe, being the age you are now, if you look back 30 years back, what would you say to the
young ones?
To Steve and Carl and John back then? Know what you know now as musicians and dads and Daytonians. What would you say to, if you could do the way back machine and just give them some advice?
I would advise them to keep in touch and don't, you know, don't lose each other for 30 years. We should have been doing this 15 years ago, you know, or 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Shouldn't have taken this long to get us back together. We never should have, you know, let any space get between us in communications.
That's true. But then again, we didn't move to Hawaii.
Sorry, man.
I moved to Florida.
Yeah. It's cold up here.
I would tell people to do what they love doing, because when I started getting back into music, I forgot how much I really enjoyed doing it. And I know JJ's been doing it his whole life. But I was a closet musician for about 20 years and had my guitars and keyboards piled up in a corner. Mm-hmm. So it was good to bring them back to use.
Yeah, dust them off.
Yeah.
So it's like John Lennon says, life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
That's exactly right.
So it's good to hear you and see you. And I'll just put my own little spin on this interview. I was sitting in front of Facebook one day and I got this friendship thing or a like suggestion to like Terminal Cafe, and I thought, oh my goodness, someone's stolen their name. This is awful. Someone's taking their name, but it was such a cool name. How couldn't they, you know? And then I started looking around. I was like, oh no, this is them.
Dum, dum, dum.
I can't believe it. And I was like, you know, hitting friend suggestions and please friend me, please friend me. And so then I sent you all like this massive email. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. There's no children you need to know about. You don't remember me, but I was your biggest fan. I was just so, so excited to see you guys and hear your music again from, I mean, this tape I have is all worn out. And I've got a ton of archives. I've got these great old, the posters that you used to make. You had this running theme of Phyllis Diller throughout all of your show posters. I still have them.
With like six hands?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wearing a meat apron.
Me and Steve would sit and cut stuff out and paste them together and take them down to Kinko's and make copies of them.
That was true cut and paste back then.
Yeah. See,
old
that
school.
Was the beauty.
Old school.
Yeah. That was the beauty of our music scene then. It was before Guided by Voices. It was very, very lo-fi and indie. So lo-fi and indie that you wait till your boss would leave before you hit the Xerox machine and make your show posters.
That's the way.
So, enjoy every minute. Every minute counts, doesn't it?
That's right.
We've, in our music community, we've lost a couple of young men here recently. And we're feeling the brunt of that. So when we have moments like this and we can get together and celebrate, it's even more, we cherish it even more.
And we're really happy you brought us in the studio. This is so awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
This is a really beautiful new studio.
Isn't it, though?
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful.
And so you guys said that you had been in the very first YSO studio in the 70s. Is that right?
I was.
Tell me a little bit like that.
It was cool. There are a lot of record albums lying around, and it just reminded me of being in an old, really old-fashioned studio. I hung out with Dan Baines for an evening or two.
Was that the one across the street?
Do you know Dan Baines, JJ? Yeah, he was using the reggae.
Yes,
and,
yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he's in Philadelphia now, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
But
wow, so this is back when Rev Cool was getting started?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking about the studio across the street. I put the recording studio in right next door to that to that place, yeah.
So are you guys writing or recording new things?
We're writing.
Okay.
Yeah,
we have plans to record?
Well, these days, defining recording is kind of tough. Are we going to go somewhere and pay somebody to record it for us? Probably not. We can come up with some pretty good recordings at home so far, but we're learning.
I've got tons of equipment. And between the time of, like, I don't know, 1990 to I played in various different bands. I took up mandolin. I learned to play the dobro. I have rack cases full of stuff and microphones up the yin yang. So
nice.
We can probably crank out some kind of a acceptable recording. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I've got a professional studio, and you guys know that. So yeah. I don't even know why you would.
Oh,
say that.
That's why we invited you.
I'm sorry, Jason.
That's the only reason they put me in the band.
I'm sorry.
He can't play drums, but he can sure record.
He's got a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, JJ, you are absolutely an amazing addition to the lineup. Well, I miss Ed Fisher. Ed Fisher, if you're listening, we miss you. But JJ, thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you.
To help get the band back together.
I'm learning a lot from, you know, these old guys.
Yeah, we have to thank Jay Madewell for introducing us to JJ. Because we put the feelers out looking for a drummer starting back last June, or this few months ago, June. Mm-hmm. And he came up with JJ's name. And JJ actually answered the phone when he called.
So yeah.
All right.
I answered the phone calls.
That was his first mistake.
Yeah, it really was.
Good caller ID.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. Thanks for the problems you've got.
Oh, Jay.
Yeah, JJ didn't want to like us. He really didn't.
I tried not to. And then they put the barbecue grill on. Cold beers and barbecue.
Oh, wow.
I said, well, it
used to just be chip dip to get a drummer to come to the room. Yeah.
Carl gets the grill out and makes the grill tasty out. Burgers. And it's all over.
Yeah. I said, maybe I have to stick around.
Yeah. So
if you feed them, they come back.
Yes, they do. What's that saying? Be kind to animals, feed a musician. Very true. Still today.
That's right.
So where can people hear your vintage Terminal Cafe sounds?
Currently we have on Reverb Nation. There's Reverb Nation / Terminal Cafe. There's Facebook.com/ Terminal Cafe Music. Also, we have a Bandcamp, which is TerminalCafe/ Bandcamp.com. And there are also some new renditions of some of the older songs, new spins, new takes on some of the old ones. But there's 12 songs you can listen to. And if you feel the need that you have to own one of them, you can actually buy them off the Bandcamp site.
Nice.
Yeah.
I suggest you all own a bit of Dayton music history. And thank you so much for getting back together.
Thanks
for having us. For doing the stuff.
Yeah, we couldn't help it.
You guys rehearse on a regular basis now, don't you? Mm-hmm. Every week? And
yeah, we have
a so-called rehearsal. You gather. No.
Well, we work really hard.
We work hard.
The songs, we play them so darn fast back then. And our old fingers just don't want to keep up all the time. So we're blowing the dust out and working it
out. That's right.
Well, sure was good to hear them again and not on my worn-out old tape. Now I have these digital downloads, which, boy, back then we would have never dreamed anything would exist.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's frozen in time.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I don't even know how we kept in contact with each other day to day without cell phones.
Right.
You know, we have to call someone's parents' house and leave a message, and when they got home from work, they'd call you back, and could they come to band practice or not? And did they show up?
Yeah.
I don't know how we did it, but.
Well, everybody can stay tuned on your Facebook page and the Kaleidoscope Facebook page to see when your gig is going to happen. Meanwhile, we're going to play some things from Me and Mountains. And also, we are going to play some things from Carl's son's band. Is it Andrew?
Andrew, yeah.
Andrew. Plastic Inevitables from Cincinnati, who have played at Midpoint Music Fest in the past. And hopefully, very soon, we will have a gig for all three of you. The father-son band night stuff.
Yay.
Spectacular. Thank you so much for coming. I appreciate
thanks
it.
For having
we
us.
We want to thank both of you all for such a warm welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks
we really
for taking
appreciate
care of us.
You.
Yeah, and my chips and dip.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Yeah.